Welcome in to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003. Questions like, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? And really, think about it. The big question is, will I or will we be okay? That's really what we want to know. The team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help if they can. Learn more on their website, Johnson Brunetti, Brunetti, johnsonbrunetti.com. And of course, you can always give them a call. You got questions. Hey, can I retire? Well, when? Do I have enough? All those kind of questions. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. Complimentary chat with the team at Johnson Brunetti. They're here to help if they can. 800-705-1232. 1232. I'm Mark Elliott. And of course, Eric Hogarth is with us. Eric is a partner at Johnson Brunetti, joined the team in 06, became a senior partner in 2011. Heath Grossman will pop in. He'll take the second half of the show. So we got a full show. Eric, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, when we do the start of a show and Heath comes in later, we don't have a lot of pressure because we know Heath will carry it all, right?
Of course. He's that's fantastic.
That's the way it works. Yeah. So let's start with this, because you think back to when you started Johnson Brunetti in 06 and compare that to today, 2023, inflation. I don't think inflation was a big deal in 06. I know after the Great Recession, so 2010, 2011, 2012, maybe inflation was 1%, maybe 2%. The 100-year average has been right around 3%, I think. And, of course, 2022, inflation was a big challenge because all we heard about was, this is a 40-year high. This is a 40-year high. Every month we heard that for about 5 or 6 months in a row. Inflation, now that it's dropping, is it now no longer a retirement concern?
It's always a retirement concern from the perspective of you hope to live a long time, and the money that you have now, some element of it needs to be growing, right? We talk about retirement income all day, every day, and it's, okay, three buckets at least. One bucket number one is I need money right now to pay my bills and keep the lights on. Bucket number two, I need extra available money. If I have an emergency, I need to buy a new car or fix a roof or I want to go on vacation. Bucket number three is something needs to be growing, right? And that's where, you know, you hear the stories of, you know, when Kennedy was in office, this is how much a stamp was and how much is it today? That's inflation. Everything is going to cost more and it ebbs and flows. There's moments when it's really high. I mean, people used to, you know, bring up, well, I remember, you know, when I could get a CD for 15%, you know, in 1988, but then what was inflation back then? So it's all relative. You have to make sure your money is growing because you need it to.
So inflation has really moved around a lot over the century, I'm sure. I mean, you go back to that time of the 70s and 80s where it was double-digit interest rates, but it was double-digit inflation. And then we went through the decade and a half or so of really inflation not being a big deal to now where inflation became a much bigger deal in 2022, the Fed raising the interest rates to fight inflation. And it all has effects on us, I think, at the end of the day. So, let's go back to you and let's say in 2011, when you helped somebody create their retirement plan, right? You still factored in inflation, even though it was low, because just like you said, I mean, every 20, 24 years, everything's going to double in price at 3% inflation.
And when people are thinking about retirement, I mean, no one's really sitting there concerned, am I going to have enough money to stay retired for a year? But, you know, the concern of what if my money doesn't last as long as I do? And you hope you live a long, great life, but you need your money to be there. You know, and that's when you start to develop a plan. You're not going to spend all your money this year, so you don't have to invest it like you're going to spend it all this year. Some of it's for later. And you got to make sure that that stuff is growing. That doesn't necessarily mean taking a ton of risk, but a lot of times it does mean making adjustments to make sure you're going to be okay. And people say, you know, when I'm 80, I'm not going to be traveling as much or doing this or doing that. And maybe you will, maybe you won't, but everything is going to cost more money, you know. And then when we look at, well, does inflation impact my ability to buy a home, right? And now I'm going to borrow money. And what's that look like? And when inflation is low and the banks are paying you no interest on your money sitting in a savings account, it's not as glaring in your face as it is when your CD is paying you 1%, inflation's running 8%, and you're just going backwards every single day. And it's just discouraging because you're working so hard to save. And that line of you work hard for your money's got to work hard for you. If you're not paying attention to this stuff, it is not working as hard as it could be.
So that number again is 800-705-1232. And Eric, since you brought that up, I think I'm going to bring this up now to counter that, to see get a little more in-depth analysis from Eric Hogarth. Researchers at the Center for Retirement Research say a lot of people are not worried enough about their retirement. So this research, these researchers found this: 28% of all U.S. households have an overly rosy view. I think most people are optimistic rather than pessimistic, and they think they're on track to maintain their standard of living in retirement, but this study says they're actually at risk of falling short. 32% of high-income households are not worried enough about their retirement risk. And then it says researchers at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College say high-income families run the risk of having to cut back their spending substantially in retirement. Is it basically because they haven't sat down with a team like Johnson Brunetti? They have no plan? They're just kind of winging it, as you were talking about?
Yes. Next question. But yeah, question. You know, because it's, you think about what's a lot of money, what's different for everyone, right? And you know, you talk about high income earners, and I just actually read an article, it was in the Wall Street Journal, it was last week, and it was talking about Fidelity. So Fidelity is the number one 401k provider in the United States. There's more 401k money in Fidelity than any other company in the country. And it talked about how many 401k millionaires there are in the United States. And there are more, okay, it's not the highest ever, but it's pretty darn close to the highest ever. And this article had a financial planner talking about the fact that $1 million might not be enough money for you. It's like, are you joking? $1 million is not enough money? For some people, it's not. You know, I remember sitting down with someone and they made $500,000 a year, which is a high income, and they spent about all of it. And they said, when I retire, I need about this much income. And they had saved up $4 million. I know these are big numbers and bigger numbers than most people are in. And we sit with all types of folks, people with a lot of money and people with almost no money. And, you know, it's great to be able to help as many people as we can, regardless of what that situation is. But this individual makes $500,000 a year. So after taxes and contributions, let's say you're spending $350,000 a year and you saved up $4 million. So he's like, I've got $4 million. I'll be fine. That is not enough money for that person. Those numbers do not jive. And, you know, so you have to have those conversations. So when you hear these articles about high income earners, it's some people in those categories, they're not putting in the work and taking the time to look at exactly how much you do spend. And we, you know, in recent years where people said, well, okay, well, if I'm retired, I'm not going to be driving to work anymore. I'm not going to be spending as much money on clothes. A lot of people have shifted to working remote, working from home, and they're not spending those things now, and they're not saving more money. You're just spending it on different things. So make sure you take a look at this stuff when you can enact some change on it. And it's not to be negative. You should have a rosy outlook, but you need a realistic outlook, more importantly.
You know, that's one of the interesting things about what you and your team at Johnson Brunetti do is you help anybody. And if you can, right? It obviously comes down to, can you help them? But you've seen people that had $200,000, they were good to go. And you've seen people with $4 million that weren't good to go. Everybody probably does have a number. But to me, and I'm going to be 64 here pretty soon. Holy cow, my time's running out, Eric. But you think about it, there's so many moving parts when it comes to retirement planning. That's why you created the Money Map Retirement Review. To me, one of the biggest challenges is how much risk do I need to take because I need growth. But then at the end of the day, I need money to last, so I need protection. Growth versus safety and protection, to me, seems to be one of the bigger challenges in today's world. For our grandparents, pensions made it much, much easier. I don't have that.
Yeah, and it's balance because they're, you know, people come in and say, well, I just want something that can make a lot of money and I can take it out whenever I want and I can't lose any money. And I wish we had that. I wish that existed, but it doesn't. Right? Most people, that's safety and that's growth and then access. So liquidity. Most people need all three of those things, regardless of what phase of life they're in. And you can have all three of those things, but they are not just one investment. That's where you get into a plan. You know, how much this money needs to be available today? How much do I not really need today? And when we talk about, you know, what you saved, what about the safe stuff? Yes, safe investments, but also, you know, do you have the right insurance? Right? Do you need life insurance in retirement? Some people do, some people don't. You know, what about long-term care insurance? That's on everyone's mind all the time, is what am I going to do about that? You know, is this something I need to be concerned about? It's definitely a conversation you need to have so you can be in control of that decision. So it's not just about that number. It's what's life going to look like for you? You know, what do you want it to be? And like you said, with pensions, I mean, they are not as common as they once were. You know, it's a powerful tool that you can't run out of money. There's still investments that work that way. Maybe that's something you want. Maybe it's not, you know, but you certainly don't want to find out later that, oh, geez, you know, why didn't I do that thing that would have been a great fit? Well, I didn't know. And it's because I tried to do it on my own and I made it a lot harder than it had to be.
So, Eric, maybe take a minute and walk us through the Money Map Retirement Review. What is it? I mean, if somebody calls 800-705-1232, what are they looking forward to? Certainly finding out their situation, I would imagine.
It is having a conversation. You know, and I can imagine making that call myself, if this is not what I did, would be a little nerve-wracking. And you've done it on your own, and it's assumed that people should be able to handle this on their own. I don't know why. You know, I've said it before, I don't know how to fix a car. I wouldn't try and fix my own car, or you know, I stubbed my toe yesterday. Maybe I broke my toe. I'm not going to try and fix that because of a YouTube video. But people, when it comes to their finances, you know, they think they have to do it on their own, and you don't. You know, so it's a conversation. It is an easy thing to procrastinate because I've got to put my things together, and you know, I'm going to save a little bit more. So I'm going to save a lot over the next 6 months. Then I'm going to be in a better position. Then I'm going to have the meeting. Just call us. Right, 1-800-705-1232. I don't want you to be apprehensive about coming in. There's 17 advisors. We work together on everything. Heath and I, you know, sitting here, have been doing this together a very long time. And no matter what someone's situation is, I know you will have more peace of mind having this conversation than putting it off. And when we think about health, happiness, I mean, feeling secure in your financial life, I mean, that is right up there on the list of most important things you do not want to neglect. So just start with the conversation. You don't have to bring anything in. Bring yourself in. We know what to ask, and we'll just talk about it. And I think you'll feel better as a result.
800-705-1232 to chat with the team at Johnson Brunetti, Eric Hogarth, Heath Grossman, and the team. They are here to help. Eric's going to step out. Heath is stepping in when we come back right here on Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott. Heath Grossman steps in. Heath, of course, is a partner at Johnson Brunetti, has been with the team since 2012, and we talk case studies. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about today, I think, is really interesting, because I'm 63, Heath, and one of the things I think that I didn't know about, I was always in the sports world, not in the financial world, so I have the opportunity to talk with you and the team at Johnson Brunetti every week, and it's helping my knowledge. But one thing that I did not know, that in my 401k, at the age of 59 and a half, most companies allow you to roll that money into basically your own IRA. There's no taxes involved. You can explain all of that. But I think that's a pretty cool deal to take a little bit more control, more options available, I would think, when you move a 401k. Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, Mark, good to be back with you and on the case, as we usually say. And this is a really interesting one here that you kind of presented there. And I think it's something that not a lot of people are aware of. And I think it's really great for people to at least get a sense of you know, this aspect of retirement planning and their aspect of their 401k, so they can make decisions on what works best for them. So there's some major ages when it comes to 401ks, right? And a lot of people are familiar with required minimum distributions at age 73. You know, that's not necessarily what we're talking about today. But there's another major age when it comes to 401ks, a little bit younger, at 59 and a half. What most people are really familiar with when it comes to age 59 and a half is that it's really the first time, it's the age at which you can start to tap into and start to take money and spend out of your 401k, and you avoid a 10% penalty. Because generally, not in all cases, but generally younger than 59 and a half, if you start taking money out of the 401k and spending it, there's a 10% penalty. So the IRS is sort of disincentivizing you to tap into that money. They're encouraging you to leave it alone for the long term. And so there's another aspect, though, of this age 59 and a half thing. And with a lot of people out there, it gives them the ability to get more control and flexibility and choice with their 401k. And so the IRS says that at age 59 and a half, you can roll money out of your 401k. And you can roll it over to an IRA and you can use anything under the sun from an investment standpoint. Now, I say most of the time because, you know, there are plan rules. There are some plans out there that might limit that. All right. So the IRS says you can do it, but your own particular plan might not give you the ability to do it. But I would say, you know, I'd say in our history, 85-90% of the 401ks out there that we see, people have the ability to do it.
So when you think about it, the reason you would roll it would be what? More options, more flexibility, obviously. But I mean, your 401ks typically don't have that many options. And now we're focusing a little bit more on preparing for retirement, which is what I would think would be a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. You take a case that I've seen, you know, a gentleman came in and spoke with us, and his name was Roger. And Roger came in, he was about 60 years old. You know, he had worked for this one employer for really his whole career, the bulk of his career. So all the retirement savings are built up in this one 401k. He just really didn't like a lot of the investment options in his 401k. And, you know, we looked over some of the options and, you know, kind of agreed with them. There's not a lot of great options. It just wasn't a lot of variety there. So a lot of the mutual funds inside of his 401k had high fees. You know, at that point in his life, he was 60, he was bearing down in retirement. You know, he didn't want everything, you know, just totally exposed to the stock market. He was kind of saying to himself, gee, I'd like to get some safe options here, or some things where I could get a little peace of mind and security. And, you know, we looked at the 401k. There's just one option. It was a money market that really made nothing. We inquired with his 401k provider, the administrator. I mean, every time there's, you know, a 401k, there's going to be some type of administrator, whether it's, you know, Fidelity or Empower or any other big company like that administers the plan. And we inquired with them about his ability to do an in-service rollover. And lo and behold, Roger had the ability, like a lot of people out there, had the ability to do an in-service rollover. And this was kind of mind-blowing. This was amazing. This was great because, you know, this now opened up the door for him to get a ton of other choice in his retirement investments. So we helped him to roll that money out to an IRA. We established an IRA for him, helped him roll the money out. Now, if done properly, as long as you're doing that properly and rolling it directly to the IRA, there's no taxes on that. So there's no taxes, there's no penalties or anything like that. It doesn't preclude him to continue to contribute to the 401k, right? Because that's another thing. A lot of times people say, well, wait a second, you know, does this mean that I roll my money out to this IRA and now my future contributions go into the IRA? No, not really, right? Like if you imagine your 401k as a bucket of money, you're just sort of taking that bucket and dumping it out to another bucket, right? But it still keeps that bucket intact. You still fill that bucket back up in that 401k. Your future contributions in most cases are going to go into that 401k because, you know, you're oftentimes getting an employer match, right? You want to capture that. And there's going to be higher thresholds. There's higher amounts that you can put into your 401k. But we helped Roger to roll that money out to a traditional IRA. No taxes, no penalties, anything like that. And then now, that really just opened up the world to him in terms of investment options. I mean, every single mutual fund that was available to him in that 401k was still available to him outside the 401k, but it opened up the rest of the entire universe of mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or individual stocks or other safe types of tools and strategies to now build more of a robust, you know, layered plan here because, you know, he's 60 years old. He's looking to retire in another 5 years. He's in sort of that retirement red zone. He's getting closer, you know, all the more reason to make sure you have more of a plan and they're not just, you know, limited to, you know, the 10 or 15 mutual funds that are available in your 401k.
So an in-service distribution, in-service rollover of your 401k typically is available at the age of 59 and a half. Some companies can let you do it a little bit earlier, depending upon your situation. Some companies won't allow you to do it. So most will, though. And so if you're, like Roger's case, you're 60 years old, I'm going to retire at 65. So you're going, okay, I'm going to roll this money into Fidelity, for example. I'm just going to roll it from my 401k provider to Fidelity. It's going to go there. Don't have the check go to you. just let it go custodian to custodian. Then you forget all the taxes. But you need some help and guidance to do this. And then Roger's going to work for another 5 years. He's going to keep contributing at work to his 401k, taking advantage of the company match. If you would like to learn more about that, 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Heath and the team at Johnson Brunetti are here to help. And remember, it's not right for everybody. Nothing is there's no golden ticket out here. It's all about you. If you'd like to learn more about this is an interesting deal because you're taking more control of your retirement monies, and that's what your 401k is for, and the team at Johnson Brunetti can help guide you. Might be a great idea, might not. Heath and the team will certainly talk to you about it. It's 800-705-1232. And that's what I like about this idea anyway, Heath, is that now I have way more options because I've rolled it into the IRA world. No taxes. I didn't have the check written to Mark Elliott and cashed in and then sent it over. That would cause us some issues.
That would not be good. I mean, you can have it mailed to you. That's fine. But, you kind of mentioned who it's made payable to. And that's the important part. You want it made payable to the financial institution where you've established that traditional IRA. And you kind of mentioned this, and I think it's also important that, we're talking about age 59 and a half, and most often this is age 59 and a half. But I've seen over the years other plans, it's not pervasive, but other plans where they do allow you to do this even younger than 59 and a half, or there's certain balances that maybe not the whole 401k, but certain balances, whether it's your own contributions or employer contributions, where they actually do allow you to roll that out younger than 59 and a half. So a lot of times it's always worth, the phone call to that 401k administrator or provider just to inquire about some of these things. Whether you're doing it or not, it's always good to at least know your options and be more aware of what's available to you. If you've rolled money into a 401k, let's say you had a job, worked there for 10 years, and then left that job, got a new job, better job, and you took that older 401k and rolled it into the new 401k, you always have the ability to roll that money out, right? So that's not any type of age-based thing that we're talking about here. You always have the ability to roll that money out too. So that's also a good thing for people to be aware of.
800-705-1232 is your number to chat with the team with Heath Grossman and the team at Johnson Brunetti. They are here to help if they can. 800-705-1232, totally complimentary, no cost to you. All right, you've got a minute and a half left, Heath, to kind of wrap up this 401k rollover. It's really an interesting proposition. I would think maybe we could have more of that money. We want to move it because we've done a great job saving. We can make some of that money a little bit more protected if we want to, too. Or we could just go all in and say, hey, we're gonna let it ride.
Yeah, I mean, you could really do anything with it. I mean, and I think that's the idea, is more choice and control and flexibility, more options available to you. It is pretty common that the 401k has got a handful of mutual funds. So when it comes to the stock market, there's certainly access there. I mean, other than, if you want certain individual stocks or things like that. But a lot of times people are doing this because they do want to get a little bit more safe with
maybe even lessen some of the fees. Maybe?
Sure, potentially. Lessen some of the fees that are embedded in the 401k. Again, because people are leading up to retirement, people of that age are usually leading up to retirement pretty soon. You want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. You want to make sure that you're building a plan. You want to make sure that you are cognizant of the fees. You don't want to be in a position to go backwards to a very great degree if you are leading up to retirement. Your window to be able to bounce back from that is sort of closing, so it's very important to be aware of the options that you might have available to you.
So if you'd like to learn more about an in-service distribution of your 401k, typically it's the age of 59 and a half. If you're going to retire at 65, it gives you 5.5 years still to keep contributing and take advantage of the company match, but you've taken a little bit more control. Well, how do you figure out whether that's the right thing to do or not? Call the team at Johnson Brunetti. Heath Grossman and the team are here to help. It's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232, totally complimentary. And maybe you're like, I don't even really know where I'm at. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Heath and the team at Johnson Brunetti are here to help you with all of that. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Heath, enjoy the insight. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.